This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Well timed out by you, Brian. That was well done.
I didn't
done.
Think it was going to hit in time. I was getting a little nervous and thought I might have to make guitar noises.
You were pretty good at this. Okay. And
okay. I'm out. Oh, Brianna Brianna was going. All right. Yeah, there we go.
I think now she has threatened to fight me and couldn't come up with an answer to the poll. And now you're playing the guitar. So you're off to a firing start here.
I've had a lot of coffee this morning. Let's go.
She said that starts straight.
She did. And it looked more like an air lute. What? Oh. Yeah. Yeah, there was just a little. It was a little smaller guitar, maybe a ukulele. Yeah, there you go. Okay, all
stretch
right.
Stretch it out here.
Yeah, there we go. Now we got it.
Now we got it.
This is great for radio.
How about this?
Brianna, thanks so much for joining us here this morning. Did you come up with an answer to our right hand construction poll question? Favorite cartoon character?
Okay, I had two that came straight to mind. Obviously, I might like date myself here, but Tweety Bird, as a child, right?
Yes.
Everybody loved Tweety Bird. And then, of course, like the He-Man and the She-Ra, right? With the movie that I just watched. So it came right back to my head because if you have not seen that movie, you need to watch that movie.
Really?
He-Man, She-Ra, all of it. It's awesome.
Okay. I know my afternoon today.
Okay.
There
very
we go.
Good. Yeah. You're the first one to say Tweety Bird. So look at you coming up with an original
Well, that's
answer.
When you see a lot of people with Tweety tattoos and so forth. That's one of the more popular ones.
It for sure is, but we haven't definitely. Had that one yet this morning. So, excited to have you in here today. And we're talking about Universal Preschool. And I know Brian has been just crushing the dreams of all of the children around Northern Colorado.
As the countdown to school continues.
Down. Oh, no. I mean, it started like the...
Don't say that. Say that. We're excited.
No, that's what I mean. It's the countdown to excitement.
Oh, good.
But it was like the first week after the 4th of July. Brian's like, get ready, kids. There's only 6 weeks. And it's like, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's way too soon.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Like, now it's a reasonable time, and that's too soon. But Universal Preschool, I mean, that's a great slogan, but what the hell does it mean? I mean, how does Universal Preschool work? Mm-hmm. Who's eligible? Walk us through this, Brianna.
Yeah, absolutely. So Universal Preschool is set aside for the children in their year before kindergarten. So 4 years old, give or take, depending on the birth date, right? And it is free to every four-year-old in their year before kindergarten so they can access quality programming. This is something that was set forth by Governor Polis, right, with some of the House bills. And Colorado has really taken a hold of this initiative and put it into place. So many, many, many providers. These are school districts, child care centers, family child care homes that are actively participating and being a universal preschool provider so that families have choice, right, of who they want their provider to be so that they can access what type of programming that's best suited for their child as well as their family needs.
Well, I know when this came, because is this year three?
Year four. We're going into year four.
Going into year four. And I know we've been having you on throughout the entirety of this talking about it. And we were talking about some of those, you know, those kinks that needed ironed out on this. And how does it all work? How big of a jump or a leap, maybe be a more appropriate term, have we seen in how this is run now compared to when it was first? Because it was passed. It's like, okay, that's a great political win, but how in actuality do we implement it? And United Way of Weld County has been a leader in this.
Absolutely. And pretty much like we're on year four now. And oh man, year one, it had a lot of kinks to work out, right? Like, how do we want this to look for families? How is this site for applications going to look? And let me tell you, like, it has dramatically improved. The site itself for the family application is accessible in many different languages now. So whether you are a Spanish-speaking family, Arabic, like, you have your choice to really be able to get into the application and read through its entirety in your native language. So that's a huge plus for a lot of families around here, because I don't know if you guys know, but we have a lot of different languages across
Weld
County.
No question.
Yeah, the diversity of the languages speaking is crazy to me.
Yeah, I'm like, man, I didn't even know there was that many out there. And almost all of them are now in the application system. So huge, huge bonus for families to be able to access that application. I'm also going to say, like, it's been a huge win with the navigation piece, right? And the accumulation of providers that we now have that are universal preschool providers. First year, we had maybe 95. participating providers mm-hmm. across Weld County, right? Yeah. Now we have 116.
That's
so
a
huge
good
gap
growth.
And growing, yeah. right? And that is because of the navigation at Weld County, right? We have orientations for these providers to walk them through the entire process. Same with families, right? You can call in and you can say, hey, this is what I need, right? Whether it's wraparound care or is there transportation in there? And we do the research for you. So we're really trying to make sure that accessibility is kind of not, it's not a barrier anymore, right? And so that's a huge piece of what Universal Preschool, but United Way has been doing.
Yeah.
It's such a jump start
yes.
for kids, and this is so important. It's almost like getting, you know, you have to learn in high school to go to college. You know, yeah. giving a kid this kind of pre-education before they go to the – to try to learn how to learn before you actually have to go to learn is so important.
Yeah,
I mean, it really is. I mean, not just for kids, but for parents as well, to know what is going to be expected of your child. What does your child need to know? Parents need to learn that as well, because we sometimes get dusted mm-hmm. By not keeping up with what our education system is doing with our kids.
Oh, I'm so glad that you said that, because it's so, so, so true. We have a lot of parents who call us, and this is their first go-around.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, they've never had to experience the educational system before, and they have no idea what to do. And so they give us a call, and we get to walk them through all the steps of it, right? And whether it's preschool or just going into the school district, they have somebody to talk to about what that will look like for their child and for their own experiences.
Right.
Right. So, yes, I'm so glad that you said that, because it's such a pivotal piece
for
families.
It's so
no
huge
doubt.
In this area, too, because I'm just as you're talking, my understanding of what you guys do at United Way on this front has changed so much since I became a father. As you're talking right there, I'm like, okay, Tate is, you know, he's 19 months old today. Like, okay, we're getting closer to that. You know, and I've got the reliability of I grew up here. I've got parents that are here that can go. I've got that stuff. But if I didn't have any of that stuff, I don't know what I would do. And the fact that you guys are here. So we've got about 3 minutes left. Brianna, what are some of those misconceptions, those misnomers about Universal Preschool that we need to dismiss here while you're on the radio with us?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the biggest things is a lot of families think that there's a certain timeline for registration, right? And it's like, oh, nope, I missed all of the rounds. And now I'm just out of luck, right? And that is not the case. Like, you can enroll your child throughout the entire year of Universal Preschool, which is from August to June or July, depending on the provider, right? Or actually May or June. And there is enrollment that happens all year round. So, right, if you miss those first initial settings, don't worry. We're in direct enrollment, which is actually one of the most beautiful times. I'll just say that, because it is direct access to the provider that you want. And so don't not submit an application because you think you missed that timeline. It's still there. Another misconception is like around the quality – or not the quality standards, but some of the pieces that make it extended in hours, right? So whether you qualify for the 15 hours, which is absolute, right, you have opportunity to also qualify for 30 hours depending on different qualifying factors. Now, some think, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to apply for that because I'm not sure, or I don't know what dual language learning is, yada, yada, yada. Don't let that deter you. Put those on there or give us a call. We'll walk you through it, because we want families to get the most out of that application. So definitely apply, mm-hmm. right? Apply today. Mm-hmm. Get your spot. We'll help you with the navigation. Call United Way, and we'll make sure you're all set up for your school year.
I'm glad you said that, because it sounded for a second like you were encouraging people to procrastinate a little bit on this.
No.
It sounded like, no, I'm just giving you a hard time.
I mean, you can wait a few months, but just get in.
How do people apply? How do they go about it?
Yeah, definitely go to the state website. It's upk.colorado.gov, right? And go ahead and choose your language, right? Because I just talked about how that is a huge bonus this year. And then fill out the application, get that submitted. If prior to that application you have questions, give United Way a call and we'll walk you through all of that first before, and we can even submit the application together, right? If you need that extra hand holding, definitely give us a call. But yeah, just go to the website, apply, and then start looking for your provider.
This is, this came out, like I said, I was a skeptic, right? It sounds great. It sounded like a political win for somebody. And I'm like, how does the implementation of this going to go? And now talking to you here on year four, I know you're one of many people who have helped us, but great work by you to continue to improve this system was just thrust upon you guys and said, figure it out. Here's all the ingredients, figure it out. And so I applaud you for the work that you guys are doing over there at United Way of Weld County.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Like, it is definitely one of our goals to make sure that children are happy, healthy, and thriving, right? Thriving is that big piece right there. And having the exposure that they're needed and families having resource in the area, that's how we're going to do that.
We can do it.
Brianna Neely, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Of course, 8:54 the time now. Let's get the latest in the tech world. Here's Kim Komando.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.